online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
There's a warning heat-related deaths will treble by 2050 unless action's taken to prepare for extreme heat waves like the one we're currently experiencing. The Environmental Audit Committee claims around 7,000 vulnerable people would be at risk each year. It says building regulations must change to make homes, schools and hospitals cooler and more water efficient. Meanwhile, Met Office meteorologist Luke Miles says tomorrow could set records.
The July record is 36.7, which was set 3 years ago on the 1st of July 2015. So there is a 70% chance that we'll break that record as we head through Friday.
A woman's been charged after police raided a suspected brothel in Tunbridge Wells and seized £8,000 from her home. The 36-year-old is accused of sex trafficking following a search at a property on Rock Villa Road in May. Another address was also raided in Lime Hill Road earlier this month. She's due in court tomorrow. Two other women and a man have also been questioned and released on bail. Sir Cliff Richard's being paid £850,000 from the BBC to cover his legal costs following a High Court battle. Last week, a judge awarded the singer £210,000 in damages, ruling the corporation had violated his privacy by showing a police raid at his home.
KMFM News.
Staff at a leisure centre park in Medway have saved a child's life after she suffered a suspected cardiac arrest. The little girl was taken ill at the Strand in Gillingham yesterday afternoon. She was given CPR until paramedics arrived and took her to nearby Medway Maritime Hospital. The number of police incidents involving firearms in England and Wales has increased by nearly a fifth in the last year to reach the highest level since 2010. There were nearly 18,800 such operations in the 12 months to March, according to Home Office figures. 12 incidents involved firearms being discharged, two more than the previous year. 20 years on from the Kent Air ambulance crash, the daughter of one of the paramedics who died has told KMFM it's important her dad is never forgotten.
The minute you forget the memories and the minute you stop talking about them, that's when they've truly gone, and I think that's very sad. And I think there's some people that can't deal with it in certain ways, some people can't talk about it, but I think that's the best way to do it, because then you get less unhappy when you do talk about it.
Rachel Darby was just five when her dad Mark, a fellow paramedic Tony Richardson, and the pilot Graham Button were killed in the tragedy. The helicopter had been returning to Rochester Airport when it hit power lines and came down near Bluebell Hill. Julie Lewis worked with Mark Darby and has organised a memorial service taking place close to the site tonight.
That, I think, for a lot of us, feels like it happened yesterday, but we're all going to celebrate their lives and raise a glass and have a minute's silence and just have all our own personal thoughts.
The service gets underway at 7.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A couple from Whitstable who were caught smuggling tobacco into the UK have been sentenced to a total of 5 years in prison despite not turning up to court. The 48 and 38-year-olds were arrested at a storage unit in Crayford in February last year but went on the run and now being hunted by police. And a life-size polar bear puppet can be spotted walking around Margate today. Paula is spending a month in the seaside town after the Turner Contemporary managed to raise £15,000 to make it happen. Molly Molloy is from the gallery.
We're just so excited that so many people wanted to support this, and it's been amazing this morning seeing lots of families coming into the gallery and little children kind of being absolutely amazed by the sight of her, kind of very awe-inspiring.
The project's aiming to teach us all about climate change.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Hockey, and England's women could only draw 1-1 with the USA in their second Pool B match at the Women's World Cup in London. Ishmael has more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, it means they're still vowed to win after the same result against India at the weekend. Kent players Susanna Townsend, Ellie Watton and Grace Balsden are all in the England squad. Their final group game is against Ireland on Sunday. On to ice hockey, and Kent's Invicta Dynamos will face Bracknell Bees in their first game of the new season. They'll face them in the Southern Cup at the ice rink in Gillingham on September the 16th. They're not in South Division 1 action until November and they travel to play Swindon Wildcats. And it's been confirmed a Kent Golf Club is going to host the Junior Open in 2020. The world's best boy and girl golfers will gather at Littlestone for the prestigious tournament. The venue is regarded as one of England's top championship links courses.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.